the return of Brock Lesnar for the last episode of 2013's Monday Night Raw was pretty damn cool. It cut right to the chase. Even though Paul Heyman's a guy that you don't necessarily want to cut to the chase because it's fun to see him squirm and, you know, just yap. But it was pretty cool in the fact that Paul Heyman got right to it and said that Brock Lesnar wanted the WWE title. He wanted that strap, and he was anointing himself not only the number one contender, but the next guy to get a title shot after Royal Rumble. This changes the WWE landscape in several ways. First off, Batista will be coming back around January 20th. So, do those two wind up mingling? Do those two guys fight over who's the real number one contender? Do those two guys come to the conclusion that they're going to have to go through each other to get back to where they wanted to be? Or does Batista go in a different direction? Does he fight somebody else? Or who does Brock Lesnar really take out in order to prove that he's a rightful number one contender? Even though his dismantling of Mark Henry last week on Raw was pretty damn cool, it wasn't a year ago when Mark Henry was at his apex, when he was inducting people into the halls of pain every week. This is the guy that played Good Santa last week. So even though it's a 400-pound strongman, Brock Lesnar really needs to reestablish his world title credibility. So the question is, who does he do that on? Even though Paul Heyman said that this time around the battle wasn't a personal one and they weren't going after CM Punk and da 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 da, that doesn't mean that they can't go after Curtis Axel and Ryback, two former Heyman guys who kind of dropped the ball. Paul Heyman said that it wasn't personal, but when did we ever believe Paul Heyman's character? When has he ever been trustworthy? When has he ever, you know, done something to make us believe he was on the up and up? It's safe to say that over the next couple weeks, Brock Lesnar will be destroying people in order to get back some momentum and to kind of refresh people's minds as to who he is and why he deserves his world title shot. If he actually does win the world title, eventually, in February, or the end of January, that could put a very, very interesting card for WrestleMania 30 on the table. As much as I'd like to see Cena versus Hogan, the possibility of Cena versus Lesnar could be pretty interesting. The fact that Dwayne Johnson admitted that he wasn't going to be a part of WrestleMania 30 because of his acting kind of hurts. Lesnar versus The Rock could have been pretty cool for the title. But as you guys see with the returns of Batista and Lesnar, and who else knows who else is going to come back because of this, the card for WrestleMania and the landscape of the WWE title is very, very different than it was, say, a month ago when it was kind of like the same old song.